knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films,
we do.
Then Dean's your guy.
He is.
So grab yourself some popcorn.
I am.
We will not talk about horror.
Sure, we will.
Sometimes we do. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and our friend Dean Richards is here. You know him from the WGN TV Morning News.
Where I had my nose hair hot waxed out of my nostrils this
today?
Morning.
Oh, no.
You okay. Ain't seeing that on Good Morning America.
No.
Why in God's name wouldn't you just trim it?
Because we wanted to try something new.
You don't. Oh. Your hair's there for a reason in your nose.
What's that reason again? I can never remember.
To protect things
from... stick out and be ugly?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's why you have to quaff it, but you don't... You need some in there. Like some people who use those nose trimmers,
yeah.
They remove all the hair, and then in the winter,
yeah.
It's like the wind goes right through and gives you like a massive headache.
A windburn.
It's not like you have... You know, it's not like you've got polar bear fur in your nose,
right.
Keeping it warm. You know,
but little tiny cilia.
It's a few stray hairs that you know just hang out, and it's unsightly.
It is.
Oh my God, where?
Some guys have it permed, Dean. Did you ever see a guy had it permed?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
I would have gone all Mr. Brady on in there.
I'm but getting dreadlocks for my birthday.
They put a big wad of hot. You know, melted hot wax on a Q-tip and then cram it up your nostril. And
how do they get it out then?
It's very soothing when it's in there because it's nice and warm. But then it cools down and it, you know, gets hard. And then they yank it out.
Yeah.
Will DiGilio be using that this weekend?
What?
Straight out of context, Nick DiGilio. Gets hard, you whip it out.
Oh.
Rip it out.
And... Dean, would you ever have this done again? I mean, you would do it again.
It didn't hurt that much. It hurts more to pluck one hair out than to do this.
You're right. And, you know, now you can get a Brazilian, too.
I was thinking there are many other parts of my, you know, I'm Greek. I could do my nostrils again. That's how fast it grows back.
You have to do it daily.
Daily?
Every hour.
Like around 2 o'clock today, I'm going to be getting a perm on it. Like Bill.
Oh, no. Be careful with that.
That's been the highlight of my big day.
Well,
today,
that is a highlight.
Getting my nostrils waxed.
Dean, can I ask you, Wendy and I discussed this yesterday.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
It just sounds ridiculous.
It sounds awful.
I wonder if you can get like, you know how some people get designs?
Yeah.
In there? I wonder if I could do that, like
you
inside
do that.
My nostrils.
Why couldn't you? That would look fantastic.
Thank you for saying that. You're very
you could
sweet.
Have, remember how Bo Derek had those cornrows? You could do those Bo Derek cornrows?
Yeah, with the lifesavers in them every once in a while. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Those were beads.
I might do that with my ear hair.
Oh wouldn't that be nice?
Enjoy your lunch, everyone.
Wouldn't that be something? Dean, Wendy and I were discussing this yesterday, and we hope that in the 24 hours that have passed that this has subsided. But there's a huge fight in Hollywood between The Rock and Vin Diesel. Is everything okay?
I came so close to calling into your show yesterday because I was listening to the your dramatic recreation of the events as they were happening.
Yeah,
but, yeah. And I wasn't gonna jump into the conversation, but
you're always welcome. You know that.
Yeah, I feel weird doing that all the time. If it's important, well,
all right.
But after all, it's just The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Right.
But we had to pick a side. Whose side would you have picked?
Oh, I'm
Dean?
Totally on The Rock side.
Are you on The Rock side?
I'm the only one going with Vin Diesel.
Totally on The Rock side.
I just like to be different.
Because I've interviewed both of them. They're both very, very, very nice.
Yeah.
People, both of them.
Yeah.
The Vin Diesel kind of has a history of, you know, being very late for the interviews, like 2-3 hours late for the interviews.
That's unprofessional.
Maybe that's why I like him.
Things like
I'm
that.
I'm always late.
You can relate to him.
Yeah.
You can relate to him. So I can see if I was working with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Where it would, you know, get me mad a little bit. The Rock, on the other hand, very punctual, very professional, very focused, you know, knows what he wants. If I was somebody like The Rock working with somebody like Vin Diesel, I could see where that would be very irritating.
Sure. But maybe Vin Diesel feels like, well, I memorized my line. I can just come in and say whatever I want. You know, that's unprofessional, but maybe that's his stance.
Maybe that's, you know, and also maybe he feels like, I've been in every single one of these movies.
Yes.
Bill, I can't believe you have not even seen.
I've not
you
seen
haven't
a minute
been mildly
of one.
Curious.
No.
Just to see what all the kids are talking about.
No, I know I should. There's been seven or eight of them.
The next one will be the eighth one. Suggest.
Better catch up, Bill.
You and Wendy and I.
We binge watch them.
We have a big listener party. Big listener party and force Bill. We'll actually duct tape Bill to a chair so he can't, you know, leave. Bill's pulled this on me so many times. Oh, I'm just going to go get some cigarettes. I'll be right back. And you think after three or four times, I know he doesn't even smoke.
Right.
I keep falling for it every time.
But how close are they to Shakespeare's original work? Are they did they change them at
That's
all?
That's what they should do if you want to see
it. Are they based properly on Shakespeare's Fast and Furious sonnets that he wrote?
Are they?
They're pretty close. They are pretty close. They've updated the language a little bit.
They have to.
You know, to make it a little more
reflective of the times.
You know, you can't be driving a Dodge Charger and go, "Wouldest do you care to drag raceth down thou strip?" Right. You can't. You have to update. You know, you have to hip up the talk.
Yeah.
Can I just say, SNL, if they're listening, that is a great sketch
do. Shakespeare's Fast and Furious 8.
We'll sue you if you do it, but go ahead.
Try it.
We encourage you to do it. Actually, the Fast and Furious movies, they are what they are. They're entertaining. They're fun. You know, they're just a big old adrenaline rush.
Sure.
And I got to say that I have not hated going to see these. I actually kind of enjoy for what they are. I don't take it too seriously, but I kind of enjoy what they are. Here's what I think. The latest on this, Vin Diesel has finished his part of the filming of the new movie. He finished yesterday.
Yeah.
So he split. He's gone. Said goodbye to everybody. Tried to have a meeting with The Rock. There's no word on what happened with all that. But The Rock still has some filming to do, and The Rock's latest statement on this whole thing is that I think conflict is good when there's a good resolution to it all, and hopefully there'll be a good resolution to this.
Oh, I hope so, Dean.
Doesn't this whole thing just sound like those moments in between wrestling matches where the wrestler and the manager come out and they're fighting and I'm going to hit you over the head with a folding chair.
Yes.
And now you can't stop watching them because you've gotten engaged. That's what this whole thing stinks of to me, is a big old publicity stunt to get you to, you know, focus on the big feud that's going on between Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Vin the Slacker Diesel.
Vin Number Diesel. That's his nickname.
I think that's what this whole thing
is. It could be.
I
wouldn't be shocked. All right, there's a whole bunch of movies coming out this weekend. Dean will tell you what to see and what to avoid, so stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy along with Dean Richards on WGN. Dean Richards is here to talk movies with us. He does it every week. Dean, I'm hoping so badly you like this movie. I'm hoping so badly it was funny. Sausage Party, what'd you think?
Okay, you haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies, but you're interested in Sausage Party, really?
Yes, I know that seems strange, but I like everyone involved with Sausage Party.
Me
I
too.
Really do.
That's the kind of Renaissance man and woman that you, that you both are.
That's right.
Those people would be Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill, James Franco, Paul Rudd, Edward Norton, Selma Hayek.
It's an impressive list.
Danny McBride, Bill Hader.
Wow.
It's an amazing voice cast. Craig Robinson is in it, Michael Cera.
Mm-hmm.
And their voices are extremely distinctive in this. So knowing their on-screen personas kind of adds a little bit to their personas. As foods that are on the shelves in the supermarket, and they're longing to get purchased. All they do is they sit on the shelves and talk to each other about how it's 4th of July weekend, and I hope I get bought this weekend because they think what they think is when you get purchased and put in the cart and taken to the cash register and taken out of the store that they have been told. That is the promised land. Something wonderful happens once you get out of the supermarket. Something wonderful happens. They have this dream until one day a jar of honey mustard is taken to the promised land. The person didn't want honey mustard. They wanted regular mustard.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring the honey mustard back, and the honey mustard spills the beans on what is really going on once you get out of that store, that your skin is peeled off of you, that you are thrown into vats of boiling water and on hot grills and eaten and consumed. And that it's hell. It's hell, I
sure
tell
it
you.
Is.
It's hell.
So the premise, you got to admit, is golden.
It's so funny.
The premise is actually quite clever.
Sure.
And the way that they execute it is actually really pretty clever. Here's where it gets a little tricky.
Uh-oh.
The whole plot line, I'm not saying that this is bad in any way. I'm just saying be aware that this, you know, this is all animated, of course. There are not actually talking products on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
This is an all animated movie, a cartoon, but the dirtiest cartoon that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The worst language.
Yeah.
There's about every bad word that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why don't you go see it with me, Bill?
All right.
That it would be kind of like a production meeting with Wendy, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
would
be. Stop it.
Hearing all the language,
yes,
and
it
drug
would.
Jokes. The movie is pretty explicit sex and drug jokes throughout, as you might expect from a Seth Rogen movie.
Uh-huh.
It's a movie that makes fun of nearly every ethnic group that's possible. For example, Edward Norton's character is called Sammy Bagel Jr.
That is so funny.
I can't imagine who they'd be making fun of there.
Bill Hader is, his character is named El Gaucho. Selma Hayek's character, where you get a little bit of like kind of the dirtiness,
yeah,
and also the ethnic joke. Her character, his name is Teresa Taco.
Oh,
oh my God.
Very nice.
She is a lesbian, Teresa Taco.
Mm-hmm.
The main characters...
That took me a minute.
You just got that,
yeah,
didn't
I know,
you?
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
The main characters in
I'm
this
innocent.
Movie, Seth Rogen,
mm-hmm,
his name is Frank because he's a hot dog.
Sure.
And Kristen Wiig's character is his love interest, the hot dog package right next to the hot dogs on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Brenda. And all they want to do is get together, a hot dog and a hot dog bun.
Wow, interesting. All right, good.
In extremely graphic ways.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So you got your dirty, you've got your, you know, stupid, you've got your offensive. At the same time, I was kind of laughing my head off at this
good.
A little bit.
Good.
And it's bold, and it's clever. I was just going to write this off as just being a 13-year-old boy's dream come true of, you know, swearing, drugs, and sex jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a little bit more than that. I actually kind of like this movie. It's definitely not for everybody. It is a extremely hard R-rated film. But I gave it a Dean's List B. I liked it.
And Dean, explain quickly, because when you see the previews of this, especially on TV, it seems like a movie you could easily take the family to, but no.
If it's the Manson family.
All right, then we'll be there.
Yeah, this is not one that, I don't know. I don't want to sell any grandmas short. But
all right.
Yeah, this is, be prepared, you know, for some extremely irreverent stuff and language with this one. But, you know, if you're up for it, it's pretty clever.
And, Dean, sadly, we are out of time, but just really quickly, I know
really?
Pete's Dragon's getting a lot of attention.
Pete's Dragon is a remake of the old movie with
Helen Reddy and
Robert
Rooney.
Redford and...
Helen Reddy?
Yeah, the original had Helen Reddy and
Candle on the Water was the original song. The original songs
Jim
that
Dale.
We know from the original movies are not part of this.
Oh.
The story is kind of based on the original. Now the dragon is, you know, special effects dragon. It's not an animated dragon. It's also furry that bothered me. To me, dragons shouldn't
scaly.
Be furry. They should be scaly. So that bugged me through the whole movie. But it's a nice enough. This one is a really nice enough family movie. I gave it a Dean's List C+. The movie that I'd love this weekend is called Florence Foster Jenkins, Meryl Streep, Hugh Grant, Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory, a real story about an actual socialite who fancied herself as being a singer. This was in the early 1900s in New York, but actually was the worst singer in the world, and nobody would tell her that she was awful. And it's funny, it's kind of sweet, it's kind of touching. Meryl Streep, of course, is amazing. Nice to see Hugh Grant back up on the screen again. That one I gave a Dean's List A. And also this sort of modern-day Western called Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and Ben Foster, two bank-robbing brothers being pursued by a Texas Ranger who is, like, days away from retiring, but is set on finding these two bank robbers. And it's a really powerful, really well-done kind of character study of these three guys. I really like that movie as well. Dean's List B on that one. As far as I could tell, I don't remember. I don't believe there are any sausage-having parties in that movie at all.
Still worth seeing. A lot of good news at the box office.
Yeah, good movies.
This
good
week.
Movies.
Great.
Something for everyone.
Dean, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy.
That's Dean Richards. We'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.